From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter with this news. An initiative to expand the senior sales tax goes before the Juneau Assembly this evening. Assembly members who campaigned to broaden the exemption for seniors now make up a 5-person majority. Seniors over 65 currently pay no sales tax on utilities like electricity, water, and heating fuel. This latest initiative would expand exemptions to loosely defined household and personal care products like cleansers and toilet paper. To help offset the cost, the initiative would cut the annual rebate to needy seniors from $325 to $300. Still, the city projects it would lose up to $90,000 in annual sales tax revenue. Juneau businesses are wary. Craig Dahl is executive director of the Juneau Chamber of Commerce.
The cost of this, in our opinion, far outweighs the relative benefit. And we just don't think that this is a logical decision, and it's a burden on the small business community.
City staff appear cool to the idea, but the exemption has a better chance to pass now than ever before. A special interest group called Juneau Seniors Supporting Seniors spent at least $2,800 in this year's campaign. It supported Assemblyman Rob Edwardson, who defeated incumbent Debbie White. It also supported 4 other incumbents. With Edwardson, that's a 5-member majority that received seniors' support. Now it'll be up to these 5 to choose between a skeptical business community and a key constituency that helped put them in office. Thunder Mountain High School Athletic Director Jake Jacoby says district officials are close to making a decision on whether to combine Thunder Mountain and Juneau Douglas High School's football teams. The Juneau Empire reports that the Alaska School Activities Association has given the Juneau School District until November 1st to submit a merger proposal. Sandy Wagner, Associate Director of the School Activities Association, says schools have merged teams before due to enrollment, but says that's not the case here. Wagner says Juneau's predicament is part of a statewide trend of not having enough money. Head football coach at Juneau Douglas, Kevin Hamrick, says he doesn't know how much longer the school will be able to fund its team. The 34th Annual Elders and Youth Conference is underway in Anchorage. The 3-day event is expected to draw more than 1,000 participants from all over the state to the downtown Dena'ina Center. Organized by the First Alaskans Institute, Elders and Youth is a multi-generational gathering designed to celebrate Alaska Native heritage, share cultural knowledge, and strengthen Indigenous communities. It takes place in the days before the annual Alaska Federation of Natives Convention. The theme of this year's conference is Part Land, Part Water, Always Native. Elders and Youth runs through Wednesday. AFN begins on Thursday. And looking at weather for today, showers continuing, cloudy with a high near 43, and a low near 39 tonight. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Adeline Baxter.